FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
From Heritage is Meridian Paulton. Meridian, good morning. Thanks for joining the Mark Cox Show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Meridian, I was looking at a few articles this morning, and you know, it's interesting, Meridian. I know a lot of the criticism of the left recently has been they have no agenda. It's just resist, obstruct, impeach, destroy, delay. So I guess they went back to their well and trotted this out. I mean, is this any different from Hillary Care, Obamacare, Bernie Care? What is this new proposal of theirs?
Yeah, well, you're right that the left has dug back into their well to see what they can find, and they've come out with a variety of different what are being called single-payer proposals, or I think better called government-run health care. And that's essentially what it is. And you're right, it runs in the same vein as some of these other plans, but it's a lot more extreme. Probably the most prominent proposal is Bernie Sanders' proposal, as you mentioned. And what that plan would do is it would eliminate all private insurance. So that means if you get your insurance through your employer, 164 million Americans get that. That's gone. You can't have that anymore. Your individual market is gone. Even Medicare itself, even though Bernie Sanders likes to call his plan Medicare for All, actually, Medicare itself is abolished, and those Americans are all now put onto a singular government plan. It would be just a national health insurance that everyone is put onto, one size fits all, no option to get out of it, entirely government-run, entirely funded by a massive payroll tax increase, likely would end up being more than double what current payroll taxes are on all Americans, including both the middle class and the poor.
Yeah, I mean, it's the question always becomes, how much is this going to cost and who's going to pay for it? And those are things that they always, I've watched interviews with Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Sanders, and they never want to answer those questions, do they? Because the figures, I imagine, would be staggering.
Oh, well, it's so true. If you look at some of the more prominent bills, the House and Senate both have versions of Bernie Sanders' bill. Neither of them actually spells out what the tax would be. They just say, you know, a moderate payroll tax or something. But if you look at what Bernie Sanders proposes in a separate document, he lays out what the tax would have to be. He proposes payroll taxes on everyone. But some economists have looked to see, okay, what would this actually cost the average individual? And the reality is that it would likely cost at least 20% additional payroll tax on everyone. So if you think about right now, you're paying your 15% federal payroll tax. So that's 15 cents on every dollar that you have going now. Now you lop on an additional 20%. So now you're paying 35 cents on every dollar at least, just in order to get what we know is subpar healthcare. When you look at places like Britain or Canada, and see the kind of outcomes that they have, the kind of access they have. It's long wait lines, it's cancellations all the time, it's poor outcomes, it's people being denied access to care, but you're going to be paying 35 cents on every dollar to get that kind of care.
Yeah, Meridian, I imagine if we could, okay, fine, we'll pay a lot more, and we'll all get this great healthcare system. And if that were true, I'm sure everybody would want to do it, but the reason we're not doing it is because it's not true. I'm sure you all at Heritage have done and reviewed many studies on this. So talk a little further about that, because I always hear the left always says, oh, well, we need to have this great healthcare system like Canada, or this great healthcare system like Europe, or they even say, which I think the most laughable, this great healthcare system like Cuba. And I don't see people going to those places for when they need really good, high-tech, cutting-edge care. They come to the United States, don't they?
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, in Canada, which probably has the most similar system to what Bernie Sanders and his colleagues propose, over in Canada, about 63,000 Canadians last year came to America to get care. Now, nowhere near that number of Americans went to Canada to get their care. But you have this massive influx of Canadians wanting to come over to America because they can't get the care that they need in Canada. In fact, if you look at the wait list there, last year, Canadians were on wait lists for over 1 million total procedures. Mm. And the wait list, or the wait time is just crazy, too. If you look at for like hip or knee surgery, the wait time can be up to 52 weeks. So that's a full year. So if you think about that, you know, you get in a ski accident here, and that's that's normally something you can quickly go. You go to the ER, you go to your doctor, it's not too bad, and you get it taken care of within a few days, a few weeks at most. In Canada, you're waiting up to a year to get that knee fixed. And you can think about the suffering you're going to go through during that time, not to mention potential long-term damage. And that's just the reality in Canada. And you see similar statistics coming out of Britain, where last year they canceled over 84,000 operations because this is all just run on a government-planned budget where the government makes all the decisions for you. So this is not individuals making these decisions. It's the government making these financial decisions related to your health care. So if it's not cost-effective for them, that ends up getting canceled. And that's just not obviously worth paying this 35 cents on the dollar, which
sure.
ends up costing just an enormous amount more for many Americans than they pay today.
Meridian, last question I have for you. Is this going to go anywhere, or is this just a election year campaign political ploy?
Politically, I can't speak to that. Heritage isn't
right.
a political organization, but what I can
is there is there an appetite in Congress to actually move something like this forward?
You know, the left is always going to keep pushing for things like this, and I think we're going to see an increased rallying around this in the left. I think what's encouraging, though, is that conservatives have likewise been developing a plan to provide more options, because, you know, if you look at government-run healthcare, it's kind of the last-ditch effort, saying, fine, nothing else is working, we're going to go to that. Conservatives are saying, no, we have a better answer. It's called the Healthcare Choices Proposal. You can read all about it on Heritage's website. It would empower consumers. It would give money back to the poor and to the sick, and it would enable states to take more control of their populations rather than having heavy-handed bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. making all the decisions for you.
Fascinating. Well, Meridian, I know we can check out heritage.org for more information on this and all the great subjects you all monitor and report on. Thank you so much for joining us on the Mark Cox Morning Show today.